USA Radio News.
Finnish Prime Minister Sanna Marin announced that she has taken a drug test in the wake of a leaked video which showed her dancing and lip-syncing at a party. Marin addressed the controversy at a press conference, calling the demands for a drug test, quote, unjust.
I present a younger generation, an individual, a person, a real person also, even though I'm a prime minister, so I won't change the way I behave.
Marin, who became the youngest prime minister in Finnish history when she was elected in 2019, said she did not have work responsibilities the weekend she was at the party. This is not the first time she has come under fire by her opponents and the media for dancing and attending parties. This is USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazing low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
Former Vice President Mike Pence stated that he did not take any classified information with him when he left office, also speaking on how he called on Attorney General Merrick Garland to disclose more information on what led authorities to conduct the search at former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate.
We can demand that they reveal why this search warrant was executed against the residence of a former president of the United States, but without demeaning the rank and file men and women of the FBI. And I'm going to continue to be a voice for that.
Evidence has emerged that might explain the dinosaurs' extinction.
A newly discovered impact crater 5 miles in diameter below the seafloor in the North Atlantic suggests more than one asteroid may have hit Earth during the time when the dinosaurs went extinct. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
There's a travel advisory in effect for Mexico.
Americans are being warned about the increased risk of crime and kidnapping in Mexico. The Department of State reissuing a travel advisory recommending that American citizens stop traveling in several central and southern states in the country. The travel advisory stated violent crime such as homicide, kidnapping, carjacking, and robbery is widespread and common in Mexico. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A Florida woman was killed by lightning that also struck her child and a dog. The incident occurred in a small city in central Florida, Seminole County. Regal Cinema stock crashed as much as 80% Friday after reports that its parent company is preparing to file for bankruptcy. British company Cineworld Group stated in a press release that despite a, quote, gradual recovery of demand since last spring, admissions were below expectations. The chain, which owns more than 500 movie theaters across the U.S., has blamed a limited roster of films for the lack of moviegoers. It is a similar story for other movie theaters. So far this year, revenues at the U.S. box office are nearly 30% lower than before the pandemic. This is USA Radio News.